faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long am I going to put up with you? Think about those words for a moment. If someone would say to us, oh, faithless generation, how long am I going to put up with you? These are pretty harsh words and pretty frightening words that Jesus said in the gospel story of today to his generation 2,000 years ago. And imagine if he said those words 2,000 years ago to the faithless generation. How long am I going to put up with you? What would he say today in our generation, in our society? There's another scriptural passage where Jesus is describing the end times. And here, he actually says, when the Son of Man comes again, will he even find faith on earth? Christ is saying, at the end times, when he comes again, is he even going to find faith here on earth? These words of warning may seem so strange, yet think about our contemporary society. How in so many ways we are pushing away from God, falling away from God, rejecting God and his teachings. Our progressive Western world, with its radical individualism, has countless people who are distancing themselves from communities of faith and from faith itself. So what would Jesus say to us today? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith here on earth? Reflect for a moment on how people of faith, and especially the followers of Jesus Christ, have radically changed the world in 2,000 years. From a tiny Jewish sect to 2.3 billion people today, we could say that the movement of Christianity has transformed the lives of millions and millions of people throughout history. Jesus Christ and his church have inspired and cultivated so much beauty in cultures and civilizations around the world. Christ and the church have helped the world to truly understand and acquire divine agape love. The church has worked hard for justice and peace and has tried to usher in, for those who believe, the kingdom of heaven. This movement of Christianity has ultimately offered meaning in life, meaning and purpose for life itself. And we have even conquered the greatest evil and fear of humanity, death itself. All this is the fruit of a living, dynamic faith in Jesus Christ. Yet Jesus warns his disciples today and warns each one of us here that even though we may have been people of faith, even though we may have had a strong faith at one time, faith is not static. If we are not constantly cultivating our faith, it's going to decrease. If we're not constantly vigilant and on guard in this society today, many times we don't even realize it, but our faith is going to become lukewarm. And it's even going to dissipate and disappear. Faith is a living organism that grows daily when it's nourished, yet it withers and dies when it's ignored. Faith is something that no one can say, no one in this church, and I'll be the first one to say, I can't say this. I can't say, I have strong faith. I have enough faith. I'm good. No, faith doesn't work that way. We all are constantly growing in our faith, or we're decreasing in our faith. Faith doesn't stay the same. This is why we risk hearing the words of Jesus say to us, O faithless generation, how long am I going to put up with you? Let me say this very clearly. Our faith should never be taken for granted. Our faith must be cultivated. It must be nourished, strengthened, and increased as we grow in our lives. One of the saddest things for me is to see people who at one time were fervent with faith, were committed to learning and growing, had a dynamic relationship with Christ, and I would see them years later, and their faith is lukewarm. It means little to them anymore. Something happened during that transition. If we don't give the time, if we don't sensitively care for our faith, we risk losing it. I like to use the example of human relationships. Think of the relationships we had 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. I can say, I think of some of my best friends back in college who I literally have no relationship with today. I haven't talked to in years. I think of some of my best friends back when I was in my 20s and 30s. And today our relationship is very different. Some of them I've held on to. Those who I've kept contact with, who I've cultivated that relationship, I still have. But others, I've lost their friendship. I've lost that relationship because neither of us put the time into the relationship. That's very similar to our faith with God. Our faith is all about a relationship with God. If we're not putting time in that relationship, we're going to lose it. It's going to diminish. So the question for all of us should be, how do we increase our faith? This should be a fundamental question in our lives. How do we grow in faith? Well, I'm going to give you a couple ideas. First of all, we heard one important aspect of growing in faith in today's gospel story. We heard the story of a father who was desperate, and he brought his son first to the disciples of Jesus, who couldn't heal him, and then he came to Christ himself, and he said, Lord, please help me, help my son. And Jesus gave an interesting answer to the father. When the father said, please help my son, he said, you can help him if you believe. You can help him if you believe. To which the father responded that beautiful prayer. I believe. Help my unbelief. I believe, but I also doubt. I have questions. I'm struggling. My faith maybe is weak. Help my unbelief. That is a prayer each one of us can say every day to increase our faith. Every day in our prayers, we can say, Lord, you know I love you. You know I believe in you. Help my unbelief. Help me in the points of my life where I doubt, where I'm not too sure. Help me, Lord. If we turn to God with such sincerity and such humility, God's going to only increase our faith. He's going to strengthen us and help us. So let us learn to say constantly, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Another example of what to do to increase our faith comes from the saint we honor today. Today, on the fourth Sunday of Lent, we remember St. John Climacus, or St. John of the Ladder. St. John was a spiritual giant back in the 7th century who was the abbot of St. Catherine's Monastery on Mount Sinai in Egypt. And as the abbot of a monastery with dozens and dozens of monks, he was concerned for the well-being of his monks. So he wrote this spiritual classic called The Ladder of Divine Ascent. And in it, he talks about the 33 steps which his monks must take in order to grow in their faith and stay strong. And these steps talk about the vices they have to beware of, as well as the virtues which they have to practice and cultivate. Now, the lesson I want us to take away today from St. John is, think about this for a moment. St. John was writing to a monastery full of monks, men who had dedicated their life to God, who had left the world, didn't get married, and dedicated their life to pursuing God. And yet St. John was concerned that even monks can lose their faith. And so he was telling them, you have to be conscious day by day You have to work at pushing aside the vices in your life and allowing the virtues to grow. If John is saying this to a bunch of monks, how much more is his advice applicable to each one of us who don't live in a monastery, who don't think of God 24 hours a day? So we need to take away from John the seriousness of nourishing our faith by crucifying the passions, crucifying the vices, crucifying anything that doesn't nourish our faith, and by consciously applying, trying to practice the virtues that will increase our faith. One final word about increasing our faith. Ultimately, whenever we come to church every Sunday, we're coming hopefully with a purpose. We're not coming simply as a duty and we let our mind wander when we come into this church. Hopefully we're coming here to encounter God and then to ask God, increase our faith. Help me to learn. So our faith can be increased by coming to church with an open heart and mind every Sunday. Our faith can increase when we come to church by participating in receiving Holy Communion, by receiving the other sacraments of the church, coming to Holy Confession before Pascha, and participating in the other sacraments. Our faith can increase when we participate fully in the seasons of the church year, this great season of Lent that we're in right now, taking serious the fasting, the prayer, the almsgiving. This increases our faith. Remember, faith is a living organism. It is something that will grow as we put time and effort into it, or it will shrink as we ignore it. Jesus gave the example of the little mustard seed. He said, take the mustard seed. The mustard seed starts so small, but if you take care of that mustard seed, it will grow into a great big tree. That's our faith. Our faith is that little mustard seed. When we water it, nourish it, give it what it needs, it's going to grow into something great. Let us make sure we give a positive answer. Lord, maybe our society is going to fall away from you, but you're going to find faith in me. You're going to find faith in this community. You're going to find faith because we are not going to let it diminish, but we're going to nourish it and allow it to increase. Lord, I believe, help our unbelief. Amen.
Oh, give me.